Hello, and welcome to Networking Unleashed, Building Profitable Connections. Welcome back to the show, folks. I'm your host, Michael Foreman, and you're listening to the podcast where networking is more than just awkward handshakes and bad coffee. It's an art and a talent. But here's the twist: it's an art and talent you can actually learn. Yes, even if you're the person hiding in the corner at every event pretending to check emails. Networking isn't just a nice skill to have, it's a game changer. When you get good at it, you'll wonder why you didn't start sooner. More connections, more opportunities, more profits. It's like unlocking a cheat code for life. So whether you're the life of the party or the just let me stay at home and text type, we've got something for you. Stick around. Let's turn those awkward small talk moments into big wins. I've got an incredible guest today. His name is Jack Sederlund, and I hope I got the last name correct. Really, for such a young man, he has an extraordinary background. And he's a 28-year-old entrepreneur from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, began his business journey at the age of 19 while navigating college and searching for his life's direction. Now, I can go more with his bio, I'll probably butcher it. Let me introduce Jake and he'll fill you a little bit more. Jake, welcome to the podcast.
Absolutely, Michael. Thank you so much for having me, and I'm super excited to be here.
Good. You want to give us a little bit more of your background or you want to just jump
Yeah,
right into it?
absolutely. I can talk all day about myself, but I've been doing the business entrepreneurship, I hate that word, but self-employment thing for about 10 years now. I started in college. A big part of my introduction into that world was networking and just seeing what was out there and getting into business, seeing different opportunities. And I made a lot of good partnerships, a lot of bad partnerships, and really has led to me starting a few different, say, successful companies. Some of them have definitely been failures, but it's been a journey. I'm still here, I'm still doing it, and excited to share my experience.
Good. That's great. Okay. That's great. Let me start off by asking you, how did networking influence your journey in developing business growth strategies?
Absolutely. So when I first got started, I don't come from like that business professional background. I didn't have parents that are out there being like salespeople or business professionals. My mom's side, they did have a small business, but my mom's an accountant and she likes numbers and everything like that. My dad's, a normal, typical corporate job. So I didn't have a lot of role models in my day-to-day life, whereas like going out, making connections and shaking hands. So it was something that I had to learn. I got involved first and foremost in a club when I was in college called CEO, the Collegiate Entrepreneurship Organization, and really started just like meeting people, shaking hands, seeing what everybody else was doing. And at the time, I was doing prototyping because I had a background in engineering. So it was like, I want to see what everybody else is doing. How are they starting their business? We're all the same age, 19, 20, 21. And then from there, it really escalated into it's okay, everybody's starting out. I need to talk to people that actually have real business experience. And I got really big into LinkedIn and just connecting with people in the Milwaukee area. That's where I'm from. And I ended up just, I would connect with somebody and be like, hey, could I buy you a coffee? I just want to sit down and learn from you. And my first like year in like entrepreneurship business was just doing that, just really meeting people. Like, how did you get started? How do you run your business? I, looking back at it, I was reaching out to people that were just way above my level at the time, but it really started from there. And then I got into Facebook groups and I would network in there. That's how I found my business partner and really took off. So I could talk about that all day, but it really started with me on LinkedIn, just networking with individuals in my local area that were clearly at a much higher level than I was at the time.
You always start off with what you don't know, right?
Absolutely.
And you didn't know where these people were in the spectrum of entrepreneurship. So you just asked them. And I'm sure most of them said, sure, I'll meet you. And that's the way you learn. I love when people would ask me when I had my businesses and things like that, I would always have somebody coming up and asking me, how did I begin? How did I start? How did I do this? I always gave them the answers, and I always had them buy me a cup of coffee. But besides that, everything was good. All right. So, how has AI changed the way you network and build business connections?
Yeah, that's a really good question. That's a big one for me because we do a lot with AI too in our businesses. But I think the biggest is it really automates a lot of the introductions. Before, back in the day, I would be on LinkedIn, I would scroll through like search Milwaukee and then pick out the people that I wanted to connect with and just click connect. And then now with AI, I can just run an automation. AI will automatically find people that I'm interested in connecting with. And they automatically sends the first message saying, hey, this is me, this is what I do. Would you be interested in working together? And that's the flow now. So AI has really streamlined, I think, a lot of the hands-on approach that we used to have to do. And then now it's just run this little software, run this program, and then when they respond, I can pick up and start engaging. I don't use AI to just have a one-on-one communication with somebody because I think AI's not there yet, but for the introduction and finding people, it's definitely been a game changer for us.
Okay. How do you feel about that in-person networking, going to networking events or networking with this person one-on-one?
I think there it's an absolute I think there's a place in everybody's just day-to-day life that they should be implementing that. I don't do it enough anymore, unfortunately. It's something that I've lost a little bit of touch with, and I wish I still did because as much as you can have meetings online with people, it's not the same as one-on-one networking and meeting somebody in your local community. So I think there's a lot of power in it. I did it for a lot of years, and unfortunately, I'm a little out of touch with it now, but it's definitely I think it can get you a lot farther because I definitely online too, people can put on a persona that it's I'm this person and are they really? But when you're meeting with somebody one-on-one in your local community, it's definitely more genuine. And I think it can lead to more real business opportunities than somebody just trying to sell you something, which unfortunately you get that a lot online.
I wholeheartedly agree with you. I believe in the in-person networking, go to networking events. Now, there's a place for AI and there's a place for online, but nothing takes the place of that one-on-one to feel the vibe of the person, to feel the vibe of the room. You don't get that energy through Zoom. You say, oh, I love it, but through computers and everything. Yeah, but you don't have that feeling that, and you have a feeling of success after you leave the event. Then, of course, you move on to the follow-up, but it's such a bet, much more of a invigorating feeling when you're meeting with everybody one-on-one. But let's just move this on. So, can you share an example of how networking led to creating a successful, irresistible offer?
Absolutely. So the biggest like game changer in my business, in my career, was finding the right partner. And for me, I went into business always just really wanting to find a partner because I struggle with sales. It's just not the type of person I am. I can do support, fulfillment, operations, systems, all that stuff all day. I just don't do sales. So I was always trying to find the partner that could fill that role. And I was in Facebook groups. I ended up networking and finding a guy. We just chatted. We chatted. Eventually, we were like, hey, let's do business together. And that led us into the real estate space, specifically doing marketing for real estate agents. And that was our first big business together that we started. We've went on now and started a bunch of other really cool stuff. But him having that experience in real estate, me having the marketing experience and everything like that coming together and really putting our brains together. I know marketing, real estate, let's collaborate. And basically had all these conversations coming up with an offer of what are we going to offer to real estate agents? And from there, basically came up with our winning offer of at the time, which was just I call it a purple ocean offer, which it stands out from what everybody else was doing in the market. And together again, came up with this winning offer that allowed us to have a lot of success because, again, I took what I knew, he took what he knew about real estate, meshed it together, again, created a winning offer that allowed us to scale.
That's a great synergy between you and your partner. You always look for that partnership where you can complement one another, because if you're competing with one another, that's not a good, recipe for success. I happen to be on the sales side of things. I've been doing sales for 100 years, so for me, it's everything. But when you get to a partner, I would partner with a marketing person or something else like that. So that's a great synergy. How would you use your networking to stay ahead of emerging trends in business?
Absolutely. So I from now, from where I'm at, the biggest way that we've used networking to stay ahead of trends and just everything going on in the market. Again, I still own marketing agencies, so we're very big into what's going on in marketing, what's new. One of our biggest things over the last 2 years was we implemented voice AI into our offering for our clients, which has been a success. And that came from my partner was still in contact with another agency, another marketing agency, and they just stay in contact. Hey, how's everything going? What are you seeing? What are the trends? How are your show rates? Are you closing people? Are you struggling? And they just constantly in communication, not every day, but every month, just checking in on each other. And he actually mentioned, he sent it over to us and was like, hey, check this voice AI thing out. And at the time, it was very expensive to get into. So he was like, hey, if you guys want to hop in on this, that would be really cool. We can do something together. And we ended up buying a license together. And again, it's been impactful not only for our business being able to offer it, but for our clients and able to like actually implement voice AI to their businesses. Again, really supplementing what assistant or some kind of receptionist would be doing for their business. So that's really been the biggest thing is that we're able to stay in touch with, you could say that there are competitors. At the end of the day, there are peers in this industry and networking with them, staying in touch with them. And again, we wouldn't have adopted voice AI so quickly if we wouldn't have had those connections and we're in constant communication with them.
That's all right. That's all right. So tell me, as your business scaled, how did you maintain and grow your professional network?
Absolutely. So I feel like it's something that it comes with scaling because as you scale, you look for different businesses that you might want to plug in as far as contractors or hiring different employees. And as we grew, we ended up just connecting with higher level individuals. We ended up one of the biggest turning points in our business was hiring out a sales team. And we ended up finding somebody to build it out and implement it for us. But that connection with that person that provided that initial salesperson was and has now become like one of the leading industry experts in sales. And that was all from hiring him as part of scaling, being a client of his. And then now he's a peer. We have one-on-one communication with him. Everything gonna come from scaling and in a network aspect of people I can reach out to, different resources. Have just been from having different conversations about, like, hey, would you be interested in doing a little bit of work for us? Do you want to collaborate on this project? Hey, this is a cool offer. You might be interested in this specific thing. So it's really, again, come from just the natural progression of growing, meeting new people, and entertaining different aspects in the business. Even if you end up working with them or not, it's still somebody that I feel like at a certain level, you have a mutual respect for people. And I'm big on not burning bridges and just having open communication with everybody that I meet and referring other people, like connecting individuals. And it's that reciprocation that eventually it'll come back to you. But yeah, as far as networking goes with scaling, it's really just been meeting new people and staying in touch with them and trying to connect individuals and not burning bridges as well.
Yeah, no, I understand completely. That's as a corporate speaker, and I do workshops and things like that. So I'm always referring somebody to somebody else. I'm always the bridge that connects the other two people. And I do that almost for a living because I feel what goes around comes around, but I too never burn any bridges, and you never know who you're going to collaborate with. So I'm always out there when I coach. one of my students, I'm always emphasizing how important that is for a relationship. And you hit the nail right on the head. Okay, so what strategies do you use for effective virtual networking? Figure this is right in your cup of tea here.
Very true.
What strategies do you use for effective virtual networking in today's digital age?
Absolutely. As of right now, it's been all about value and giving value and being active as well. As an example, I'm still active in a lot of Facebook groups just because that was just naturally where I was drawn towards when I was first starting. And people are always asking for help, referrals, things like that. And where I'm at in business, I can, for the most part, say, hey, like, check this person out if you're having issues with your email setup, or if you're having issues with Facebook ads, hey, talk to Andrew because Andrew's a Facebook ads genius. And it's really been staying active. And again, like, taking that whole aspect of giving back, giving value, sharing wins, sharing strategies, and just implementing that online, not asking, not expecting anything in return. If I go out there and say, hey, this helped us improve our show rates for our clients by 20%. If people are, I'm just giving away value and I'm giving away the strategy. I'm not saying DM me and then trying to sell them something, or it's $100 and I'll tell you what it is. We're not doing that by any means. It's literally just sharing wins again and taking that whole networking approach that's more one-on-one and just applying it to groups and trying to be as value as possible. Now, I'm not in there every single day, every hour of the day, but just checking in, seeing what's going on. And again, we talked about how do you stay at the peak of your industry and seeing like what's going on in your industry. That's also another way is as much as I'm giving value and I'm networking and sharing with those people, I also get to see what everybody else is doing and what's going on in our industry so that we can improve as well.
That's good. And you hit something right on the head because whenever I go to a networking event or I'm speaking at a networking event or I'm coaching somebody, I always tell them that you have to go in with the mindset to give, not to receive. If you go in with the mind, because some people have said to me, oh, that's crazy because you're going to a networking event and well, what are you going there for? Because you're going there to get business. Yes, you are, but if you look to give rather than receive, you will get a whole lot more than when you started. It's a mindset. And that goes along with there's a mantra. There's a mantra for networking. If they know you, if they like you and trust you, they'll do business with you. And know you, listen, you're very well known. Okay. So everybody knows you and likes you. Well, that narrows it down just a little bit because everybody doesn't like you, but trust you. That's such a crucial factor. And if you can gain their trust and you're looking to give, not receive, you'll go light years ahead of just about everyone else.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. How do you leverage your network when implementing new business scaling strategies?
That's a really good question. So for me and what we've been able to do, it's two-sided. So on one side of it is actually partnering with those individuals. So I'll give you an example. A little bit ago, probably like a year ish, we started a new marketing agency and we were in need of an operations manager for that agency. And we had done a little bit of work with an individual in the past. Again, never burned the bridge, never always kept in contact with him. And we offered him, like, hey, do you want to come on as a partner and be the operations manager and help us build this thing? There directly, that's somebody, and he obviously said yes, and we're working together. And that was a way that we were able to leverage our network of individuals to be able to scale because we're only a couple people. If we can bring somebody else on that we know and we trust to help us scale that business, it allows us to do less work. Obviously, we're giving up less profit, but at the end of the day, we're able to have another successful business. So that's definitely one of the ways. It's like that direct impact of having that network of individuals. But then the other way has really been with individuals that we're able to have conversations with before we actually even start. So I'll give you another example. We were playing around with starting a LinkedIn advertising agency, and it's something we obviously know we do on a day-to-day, but we didn't really know if that specific, like, because that's very specific. We didn't know if that would work. Andrew, our media buyer, we ended up having a conversation with him and really hashing it out and being like, what does this industry look like? What's our upside? What's our downside? What issues are we going to run into? So we were almost able to have like a consulting session with him in a sense. Obviously, again, we didn't have to pay him. We didn't have to just find some random person. We knew who he was. We've worked with him. We trusted him. So we were able to go to him as an advisor and just be like, hey, what's your thoughts on this? Is this valid? Is this not valid? Because, you know, when you start a business or when you're doing anything, just with your job, you can get like blinders that it's, I'm so focused in, this is going to work, this is going to be great. But it's hard to sometimes to like really look at the big picture, and allowing us to bounce ideas off of just our network in general can help us sometimes look at things from a different lens. And again, that's obviously going to impact your ability to scale.
That's right. That's you again, you hit on so many different points. That is spot on. But you told me how successful you've become, yet you've had a series of challenges. What's a significant networking challenge you face while growing your business, and how did you overcome it?
Yeah, so I think it was, you know, I touched on this a little bit before where I've gotten out of touch a little bit with networking. And, you know, now it's something that I really try to actually structure into my day to day and just reaching out to people and, you know, saying hi. Thankfully, we have an online group now where we're able to do that. But for a long time, I fell into just, and again, it's not a physical hole, but it's a mental hole where it's, you're in this room with all these walls around you and you're just looking everywhere and it's just me and I'm just building this business and kind of interacting with everybody inside of our business, but I'm not looking at what's outside that room. I'm not opening the door and seeing what is everybody else doing? How's it going out in the real world? And I fell into that trap for about 2 to 3 years where we were just so focused on what we were doing and we weren't really, again, taking a look up from our desk and looking what everybody else was doing. And I think that can be definitely one of the biggest challenges that you can face as you get into business is just being so absorbed in what you're doing and not really taking a step back and looking at what is everybody else doing? How's everybody else growing their business? Are there any other strategies that we could be implementing? And unfortunately, the repercussion of that is we scaled our business, but then it actually, I don't want to say failed. We had a time period of probably 6 to 8 months where we were losing money every month because we weren't actually looking at what was the market doing, what was the marketing industry like. And we really had to open the door of the room we were in, look around and see, okay, like we need to change things up because the marketing industry moved so fast that we had become like old in a sense. Like we were doing, it's an example would be like doing advertisements in the newspaper. Over those 2 years, we had fallen so behind in what was relevant that, again, it impacted our business. So that's probably one of the biggest examples I would have to say.
That's good. That also showed how you pulled the blinders off and you got yourself able to open the door and actually see that light that says, you know what? There's other things out there and it's working better than ours. So we have to change it, but still keep our name, so to speak. But
Absolutely.
yeah, but it's very good that you were able to do that because there's a lot, face it, there's a lot of companies that just have those blinders. And then before they realize it, they're out of business. So
Absolutely.
that's very good. Okay, so working on the AI tools, which AI-powered networking tool or platforms do you find most valuable for your business growth?
That's a good question. So as of right now, I would say, and I mentioned it before, but LinkedIn. And it's funny because LinkedIn back in the day was like very popular and it went away for a little bit. And now it's almost become, again, Instagram is super big for like these personal brands, but LinkedIn has almost become that. But from a professional sense, you see a lot of people starting to give value. I actually saw somebody from college that I networked with in that CEO group back in the day. She's starting to post on LinkedIn as just giving value. This is why I bought a business instead of starting one, et cetera, et cetera. So it's really cool to see LinkedIn starting to have this comeback. So that would be my number one as of right now. And again, and how does that relate? It has to 100% be, again, automating the connection process and the conversation starting process with AI. And then obviously you pick it up after they respond or something like that. But LinkedIn has been really the biggest and the coolest platform that I've definitely been using the last year.
It sounds like LinkedIn did what you did. They got so involved in what they were doing, they didn't see everybody else and they were losing traction. But then somebody opened the door and said, "Look out there because they're making it and we're not." So they changed. And I was aware of the change also because I'm a very big LinkedIn user. So they saw it and now they're expanding. So it was a very good thing, and rightfully that you picked up on it. How do you envision networking evolving for entrepreneurs in the next 5 years, especially with the advanced AI?
That's a good question. I think it'll be good for the people that use it properly, and I think there will be some bad eggs, or maybe it's not bad eggs, but I think there will definitely be some ingenuine networking and connections and things like that. And where I'm going with the ingenuine part is just allowing AI to completely automate your introduction, your conversation, and there's no real meaning behind it at all. I definitely see, again, I mentioned LinkedIn, but even just on all platforms, being able to use AI to find like-minded individuals that are in the same industry that you're in, and being able to use AI to, again, identify them, connect with them, interact with them, which I think is great. But when AI comes to that conversation part and starts to take over the quote-unquote one-on-one conversation you're supposed to be having, I think that's where we can get down that road of it not being the best option for us as a society, especially from a networking perspective. So that's where I see it. Again, I see a lot of benefits of it, but I also definitely see some potential issues.
Yeah, you have to train AI to speak like you do. You can't just say, "Oh, look, I want to send an email out and just fix it." You have to give it very exact directions, and then you can't just post it the way it is. You have to change it a little bit so it thinks the way you do, and AI isn't there yet. They haven't, but it's a tool to help you write something and it'll give you the gist of it, but you still have to do that writing, that main writing.
Absolutely.
Jake, I'm telling you, this was fabulous. I loved listening to everything that you went through, what you're going through. If somebody wanted to get hold of you, either to buy a service or talk to you about entrepreneurship, or just to call you and talk to you and say, "Hey, I need help with something," how would they do it?
Absolutely. So just my name.com, so jakesutterland.com. We have all of our offerings, all of my social medias on there, and then a phone number and email that if you want to get in contact with me, you absolutely can message in. Would love to talk to anybody. Again, always interested in growing my network. Yeah, if you want to reach out, definitely do. Just jakesutterland.com.
That's great. Jake, thank you so much for coming on. And I hope every one of my listeners listened to what you had to say because it was very interesting.
Thank you so much, Michael.
Well, hold on, folks. Don't go anywhere. Let me just read a few of our sponsors that we have. Struggling to reach success? Maybe it's time to quit. In Quit Your Way to Success by Rodney Davis. This reveals 27 steps to breaking bad habits that hold you back. This powerful book helps you rewire your mindset, take control of your actions, and turn setbacks into stepping stones. With real-life examples, motivational quotes, and actionable lessons, especially for sales professionals, you'll gain the tools to quit what's stopping you and start winning. Transform your future today. So quit your way to success by Rodney Davis, available now on Amazon. And this is a nonprofit called Revved Up Kids. This is something I believe in wholeheartedly. Revved Up Kids is on a mission to protect children and teens from sexual abuse, exploitation, and trafficking. They provide prevention training programs for children, teens, and adults. To learn more, go to revvedupkids.org. That's REVVEDUPKIDS.org. Well, that's a wrap, folks. A huge thank you to our special guest for sharing such incredible insights today. And of course, a big shout out to you, our amazing listeners, for tuning in and spending your time with us. Remember, networking isn't about being perfect. It's about being present. So take what you've learned today, get out there, and make some meaningful connections. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, leave us a review, and share it with someone who could use a little networking inspiration. Let's keep the conversation going. You can find me on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, or my website, michaelaforeman.com. Remember, until next time, keep practicing, keep connecting, and keep building those relationships. This is Michael A. Foreman signing off. Take care and happy networking.